Hello everyone, anywhere on the globe. Welcome to the podcast where you can listen to inspiring spiritual insights and experience meditation. This podcast is brought to you by the Manhattan Meditation Center of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization. Our variety of experienced facilitators, who are also long-time meditators, will share with you their unique insights and lessons, and a spiritual perspective on self and life. They will also take you deeper into an experience of inner stillness through meditation. Join us while we explore this spiritual approach to different life's situations that we all encounter. And you may discover that tools and solutions may be right within your own mind. If we can change our mindset, we might be able to change our world, since peace and joy begin with you and within your own mind. Enjoy this journey into knowing yourself truly.
Welcome. Today, let us experiment with the theme, transcend the form to transform. Transcend the form to transform. We're all in the journey of transformation. Spirituality, meditation is all about constant transformation. Transforming my thoughts, transforming my attitudes, transforming my behavior, so that there is more and more of natural soul consciousness in whatever I think, I do, I feel. And in order to transform, the main basis of any transformation is really to transcend the form. Like in body consciousness, in role consciousness, all the forms, they have come deep inside the soul. It's like, it's not just that the soul is in the body, but in body consciousness, the body and the world of the body and the world of the form has come inside the soul. And so to transcend the form is really to go beyond any form in my awareness. And this process of transcending the form is very easy, very simple. It just takes a second when I remind myself that the physical form that is visible to the physical eyes is not who I am. My form as a being of light, a soul, is who I am. And in the same way, whoever I interact with, talk to, the form that is visible to the eye is secondary. And the primary is the presence of the being who is formless. So the moment I transcend the form, it's like I come back to the truth of who I am. And then automatically, when I transcend the form, my nature transforms. It's like I automatically begin to ground myself in the nature of my truth. So a soul naturally doesn't need anything from this physical world. And so the attitude of needing something from someone completely transforms. The soul is naturally noble, the soul is naturally giving, And so the moment I transcend the form, I'm easily able to come into that space of giving rather than receiving or taking. The soul is naturally accepting of every situation, of every scene of the drama of life. And so then I don't need to spend time to forcefully transform rejection into acceptance. I automatically begin to accept. So it's like the nature automatically transforms. When I have transformed the form, and when the nature has transformed, then the thoughts that come into the mind, they're automatically transformed. So when I don't need anything from anyone in the story, then automatically any thoughts of judgment or comparison or competition, they don't come. So automatically the mind is filled with thoughts of purity, peace, love, in a very natural way. And so the spiritual trajectory of just focusing on or paying attention to transcending the form automatically transforms my nature, my thoughts. And when my nature is transformed, my thoughts are transformed, my life is transformed. My world is transformed. And so it's a very simple process. It just needs attention on the root. The very root is just transcending the form. And so throughout the day, the more I just remind myself of my true form, of who I am, where have I come from, it automatically makes my life beautiful. So let us experiment with this for a few minutes. As we sit back and relax and realize that the world of form all around me belongs to the physical dimension. Many times I have held on to the form, to the name, to the labels, in order to understand what is happening in the world outside. But the reality, the truth is that names, forms, labels, they all belong to the external world. Inside, the truth is that I am beyond form. So for a few moments, let me just eliminate all the thoughts around form from my mind. As I gently begin to see myself as a beautiful being of light, a divine point of light. I, the being, the soul, I don't have a physical form. The physical form belongs to the role that I play. Completely formless. In my true form, I experience my inner beauty. My true form automatically brings me back to my truth, to my silence. As I pay attention to my true form, I naturally feel a sense of detachment from the physical world around me. And I begin to take the journey back to my home, where I, the being, the soul, the point, belong. In this formless dimension lies my absolute truth, where I, the soul, rest in silence, in stillness, with my family of stars, with my eternal companion, the Divine. I, the being, the soul, I am formless. My family is formless. And the divine, the eternal being of unconditional love, is formless. We are together in this dimension beyond form. I'm just enveloped in the silent bliss of the Divine. I soak in the silent presence of the Divine. There's nothing from the world of form that I, the soul, need. I am completely content in my reality. Here there is no name, there is no form, just this pure experience of love and belonging. I hold on to this experience. On my journey through time, I had forgotten my truth, and now I've come back to realize my truth. Of my formless reality. I am stable, I am still, I am silent. and I'm more in resonance with my true nature, the true nature of being full, of being content, of always giving. Gently, as I look down below to the world of form, I realize that that is an alien world for me. I, the soul, the being, belong to this eternally blissful, formless dimension. This experience of belonging to this dimension naturally fills my mind with unconditional love and respect towards every being. As I gently return back to the world of form, I take the support of this physical costume, ready to play my role on this stage of life. And I realize that all I need to do from time to time is just to transcend the form. Om Shanti. Thank you.
Thank you for listening today to Inspiring Insights and Meditations. Do visit our website, manhattanmeditationcenter.org, for more info about in-person and online courses and events, and for more inspirations for life.